Okay, so a general idea of where your buddies are. You know, Zarkon went upstairs to wake up Malady and Ashley. And that's the last time you've heard of each other. You just separated.
So Orchestrion just came in and saw all this?
Orchestrion just walked into the room and saw this. And there's a hat with the crossbow to the back of Brassland's head.
Ah, well, hello there, Mage Hand. Mage Hand, and I take the crossbow bolt out of the crossbow and I throw it across the room. Wow.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
When is it going to be our roleplay time? Because I got some goodies.
Dexterity. It's not a saving throw, a check. 15.
Okay. Now that was cheating.
That's D&D, bitch.
Yeah, what she said. Even though she's not here.
Roll initiative.
Yes, okay.
Us two?
Yeah, but first we'll do the roleplay you wanted to do.
I was going to be funny and be like, geez, we should go up on the roof and see if he's up there. I'm not going to do it. In reality, I'm not trying to be meta. In reality, I know I need to stay around them at all times. So I feel like I would immediately go, 1, 2, where's the 3? Hey, and I would message him. Where the fuck are you?
Malady comes into your head. Hey, where the fuck are you?
We're having a party here with Brasslands. Bring the crew.
Where?
I just said with Brasslands.
Okay. We're having a party. Is it worth teleporting right now?
I'm going to say you've got 4 turns. And yes, initiative rolls for everybody. And bear with me while I roll for them, as I've got 8 different enemy templates to work with here.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some shit, so...
But we get that combo out before initiative?
Yeah.
I'll let that happen.
Oh, boy. Sorry, that made me feel better about myself.
Oh, I should have also mentioned, you notice Einkill's cloak flapping behind him.
That's mine, bitch.
And it has, like, these little pulses of, like, electrical energy going on the side of it.
Well.
Okay, let's get some initiative rolls. Orchestrion.
24.
Holy
mama. Way to show up. Ashley.
17.
Okay. Zarkon.
Dirty 20.
And Malady?
Can I please go first?
Going first. Okay, so then Malady, you're up.
Grab, teleport.
Okay, I don't think you need to grab them. I think as long as they're in the radius.
Uh-huh.
It's more fun if she does.
That's fair. All right, here's the thing.
Yeah?
The room is full.
No.
So...
I've been there before. Would I know well enough to come up here?
I don't necessarily think so. He said where Brasslands is, so we're going to have to do this randomly.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like transporter malfunction randomly, like they're not be halfway in a wall, right?
No, not like that. Okay, so 30 by 90.
So 30 by 90.
No, so 60 by 30 is 180 feet, so that's... 12 by 6 in terms of squares, right? Yeah, because if it's 60 that way, roll. That's 12. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So yeah, it's 12 squares.
Roll a d6 by roll a d8, and then wherever 6 by 8, and then I land there.
How about you shut up?
You're making it very complicated.
Your face is complicated. Oh! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, bye.
Oh, wow.
1.
I mean, all of you are going to be right
so
there?
So you're going to pop up. I mean, you can't go into someone else's space. Like
they would push you 5
magic
feet.
Magic will push you. But you're going to pop up right here.
Hey, guys.
Right in amongst them.
Well, I mean, we're in... Damn, all of a sudden I feel a lot better about myself.
Now,
and for a penny and for a pound, I guess.
Now, I did that by casting.
Let's do this.
I'm taking the quick casting.
Okay.
So I teleported in. Now I'm going to quick cast Mass Suggestion.
Was I? Did I let you do 2 spells at once like that? I know it changed the casting time, but that's 2 leveled spells.
Leveled spells.
Yeah.
Give me a second!
Easy there. I've already broken you. Yeah.
Are you counting this as a surprise round for us just popping in?
No, initiative's already been rolled.
No worries. I just figured I would ask.
Yeah. I mean, I rolled the initiative more for action economy management. Yeah, but since initiative has already been rolled, technically it's not a surprise. I mean, they saw Orchestrion, they know it's on. Mm-hmm. Like, the surprise will be more like, oh shit, not necessarily, I don't know you're there.
Yeah.
You ran
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alright, that's my action. That's okay. My turn.
Orchestrion, you're up next.
Hey, guys!
Hey! I'm gonna use my reaction.
Oh yeah, as you all pop into the room and you see the scene, the blood brew has found their way into the main chamber where Brasslands was.
I don't think I told you guys anything. I was just like, I grabbed you and left.
Yeah.
I was just listening into my mic and
then
be like, oh, let's go.
I'm going to cast 5th level blindness and deafness.
Whoa.
Okay, on who?
This cocksucker over Brasslands.
Okay.
And let's see. Basically, he's obvious in there, but I'll just say from starting from counterclockwise. Like, whoever is here, I don't, like, so he's a bad guy. I would say this gentleman, this person over here. So it'd be, actually, let's see, I get 1, 2, 3, and it's 5th level, so it's actually above 2. So 2.
So that means you would get 5 targets.
Yes. I get 5 targets.
What are you going for, blindness or deafness?
Blindness.
Okay. We'll start from the top down. So the first person you're targeting is Reynald.
Yes. He's going to be the obvious one.
What's the save?
Con save 17.
Okay. He passes.
He made it.
Who's the next one?
This person right here.
That is the wizard. Okay. So the wizard. 19 on the die. Next target.
So that's 2 down. I got 3 more. This guy in the corner.
Okay, that I think is the cleric. Yeah. He fails. The cleric's blinded.
Blinded by the light.
Okay. You got 2 more.
This one in the back. So.
That's the bard.
Should have all.
Yeah, definitely the bard.
Bard fails. Bard's blinded. And you got 1 more.
This person closest to me.
That is the warlock.
How do you remember all of this, babe?
Blinded.
We got 3 of them blind, at least.
Okay, is that your turn, sir?
My bonus action, inspiration die on Malady.
Okay. Malady, you're feeling very inspired.
Enjoy that, please.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Do you care to roleplay how you inspire?
I go, Malady, now's the time you get to punish them. No, I'm not speaking in con, Melody. I'm telling you to actually kick their ass.
Thanks. Next time, say you're on the stairs.
Okay. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Olenna is laying on the ground, 3 arrows in her chest, blood dripping out of her mouth. You can see she's still trying to push herself up. This figure, a human man, has, like, foot on her shoulder, keeping her to the wall, and has an arrow pointed at her. And sees Orchestrion coming and just... he turns and points his longbow at you, Orchestrion, and he is firing 2 arrows at you. I think they're both going to miss. The higher number is a 15.
Yeah, they miss a miss.
Okay, so both arrows zing right past your head. That's his turn. Well, this is going to be a lot going on in this combat, folks. Next up is the Artificer.
If I actually am able to mass adjust all of them to sit down and shut up, he's going to be so mad.
Moving up behind Ash, the one who's directly behind Ashley, that is a silver dragonborn. The Artificer reaches into it. He's got like this tinkerer's vest on. He reaches in and he pulls out like these 2, they look like kubatons,
mm-hmm.
and puts them on either sides of Ashley's neck. That is a 21 to hit you.
Oh, yeah.
You will take 7 points of lightning damage, and you cannot take reactions until his next turn.
Eek.
Next up is the bard, who is currently blinded, thanks to what Orchestrion did. Can the bard do anything about that?
I don't know if there's a saving throw or something that you have to roll. At the end of the turn, target can make a constitution saving throw. On success, spell ends.
Okay. So, it's afraid to do anything like that because they can't see. Orchestrion, make a charisma saving throw as the bard is just cursing your name and calling you every curse word in every language it knows.
24.
Okay. And it's still blinded, so it's going to sit on the floor and put its thumb in its ass.
I am laughing. I was like, oh, those are good ones. I'm going to keep those.
I get called worse at home. I will be your worst nightmare. No thanks. I'm already married. Zarkon, you're up.
Bring the animal fucked up.
Brezzy, I love it when you talk saucy.
Considering where I am with a bunch of people right now, Fear of Guardians is going up at 5th level.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, it is.
All right. Where's the concentration one? That's for Zarkon.
This is Zarkon, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. That's always Braz. Okay, is that your turn, sir?
Yes.
All right.
So are the Guardians just around?
15-foot radius.
So, and it's all bastards in the area.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So I think I almost get everybody. I don't think I get this person or this person.
But it's only on their turn? Them.
Yeah, on their turn. Yeah.
Oh, I don't get these three, but I get everybody else here, I think. Who's next?
Okay. The wizard is next. I'm just looking something up. You just did that. Zarkon, make a dexterity saving throw.
Where's the wizard?
The wizard is...
Snake lady.
Here.
Oh. Dex save?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, you saw that too, right? Son of a bitch. I almost got a nat 20.
Oh.
And then a roll over to an 8, so 9.
Okay. You will take full.
Oh, shit.
You will take full. That was funny. Shit.
You take 24 points of fire damage as the wizard casts immolation on you.
Okay.
You will take... We'll deal with that on the end of your turns, but I'll also need a con save.
Con is going to be 12.
You just make it. 12 was the DC for Spirit Guardians to stay active.
Oh, cool.
That almost, I'm like, oh, if he rolls 11 or less, Brad's about to get really mad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Spirit Guardian stays active. That was the wizard's turn. Next up is Ashley.
Woo. Bonus action. Hunter's mark on Sir Douchebag.
Okay.
I was trying to come up with a more offensive name for him, but I had okay. a brain fart. Can I reach him from melee from where I am?
Because
I can't quite tell.
Let's see.
Well, since Brasslands is in.
Brasslands is in. Yeah, I would say yes. He's right behind Brasslands. So yeah, you're in melee.
Okay. So he's got the hunter's mark, and I remembered you, and two attacks with the crystalline short sword. God damn. Well, one's a natural 1.
Okay.
And the other is a natural 20.
Again?
Yeah, I know. It's the second time that happened today. Wow. So I get one miss. Now I need...
One critical hit.
Now I need... Lots of dice, because I am putting a level 3 Divine Smite into this.
Yep.
So this is going to be crazy. Alright, so there's Sword, Hunter's Mark, Divine Smite level 1, 2, 3, and since it's my crystal short sword, I get an extra D8. Okay, so for the critical hit, it's all of this plus the rolls plus bonus, right?
Yes. It's all of that. So it's 52 plus your modifier plus the roll.
My modifier is... plus whatever I roll.
Yep.
Not bad. 10, 21, 29, 30, 37, 86 damage.
Oh, that's monstrous.
With one hit.
Nice.
Excellent.
Ashley hates this guy. With a burning passion.
That short sword, like, you could actually feel it piercing the organs as you stick it in. Being so mad missing the first hit, getting a little too anxious, Ashley centers himself for the second one. That short sword finds home right through the solar plexus. You can feel the lungs being pushed to the side as it goes through. Blood starts dripping out of the side of Einkel's mouth.
Oh, and I'll expend a charge to... regain a number of hit points equal to the extra radiant damage the sword dealt. I don't know which D8 that was.
Okay.
So do you want me to just roll that
just
again?
Roll it.
Oh. rolled an 8. So I get 8 hit points back.
Okay, okay. That's fine.
Man, when I fucking hit, I fucking hit.
Yeah, you did.
And he just looks down, not you. He's got the crossbow up. And
I wish you would have joined us when you had the chance.
And he goes for his melee weapon. But we'll deal with that on his turn. Next up is the cleric.
Who's blinded?
You're welcome.
He's the one in the corner back there. Is he in Spirit Guardian's range? I don't think he is.
He is not.
Okay.
But he also can't see.
He's going to run into Spirit Guardian's range. Because he's awesome. gonna drop a second level Cure Wounds onto Renyald.
He's got to make a saving throw.
Wisdom save, right? 19.
Yeah, that's what you need. Wisdom is 19. Don't take half.
He heals Renyald for 16.
12, 13, 14. So he takes 7 radiant.
Okay.
What?
I'm looking at the board.
Yeah,
the board it looks like a bar fight.
Yeah, it totally does.
Get out,
man. Rayol goes now. He is going to draw his short sword.
Going to have to make a save as well.
Yeah. Actually, maybe not. 16.
Nope.
Okay.
19 is the save. So he will take it all.
Oh, that was a good roll.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to add D4 damage.
16. 30 radiant.
30 radiant. Holy shit. I mean, he's got hit points, but he's starting to look a little rough. Starting to look a little rough. Already. Next, we get two short sword attacks. Okay, first short sword attack on Ashley. Nope. That's an 11. Second short sword attack on Ashley. I don't think so. That's a 16.
16 hits.
16 hits. Okay. So you will take 18 points of piercing damage, and I need a constitution saving throw.
Natural 20.
Okay. I'll need another one for Hunter's Mark when this is all said and done. But 18, half damage. Okay, so 15. You take an additional 7 poison damage. So that would be 25 total, and I need a constitution save for Hunter's Mark.
That's right. 18 plus 19.
Yep, that'll do it.
It was almost a 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hunter's Mark stays. The barbarian goes now.
Oh, boy.
Where's he at?
He is directly behind T-Rex. He's in the range.
Cool.
Okay. Natural 1.
14 radiant.
Okay. He is basically going to switch spots with T-Rex. He's going to throw T-Rex against the wall here.
Is T-Rex alive?
He's like Olena. He's almost dead. And he's going to come up right behind the three of you. Ashley is fighting Einkel, so he might swing at the other two of you. Oh, he gets 3 melee attacks. Okay. Well, you're one on each of you. So a spear attack on Ashley. Nope. 9's not going to hit.
Nope.
A spear attack on Malady. Yep. I believe, maybe 18?
I am an 18.
That will hit. And then a miss on Zarkon. Malady, you take...
Shut up.
14 points of piercing damage.
Oh, shit.
And finally, the warlock will go. The warlock is also in the range.
Is he blinded? I think he is.
Well, I mean, at least they're not doing 80 damage at a time.
Yes.
That's the warlock?
The warlock is blinded.
Okay.
Yeah. Warlock is in the range of Spirit Guardians. Ooh, that is a 15 to fail.
Yep. 8, 10, 20 radiant.
Oh, Jesus tits. And the warlock is also blinded, which is going to severely limit what he can do. Provided the warlock isn't incapacitated. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2. So, Malady, out of the corner of your eye, you look...
Counterspell.
It's not a spell.
Fuck.
You look over at the corner of your eye, and you see the warlock whispering, but you can hear his voice clearly in your head. Just, again, taunting you. And digging deep into your psyche. You take...
I get no save.
Nope. You're within 10 feet of him, right?
Yep.
You take 17 points of psychic damage.
The fuck is this bullshit?
Something he can do. But he fails the save and remains blinded.
Yeah. Good for your ass.
Back to the top of the order, Malady.
Ah! Malady, I can't see you in there.
I know! I'm so tiny! Steiny.
Bite their ankles!
Who's... who's, this guy who just hit me?
The warlock?
That's the warlock. The one who just whispered?
Whatever.
Oh, no, the one who stabbed you?
Yeah.
That's the barbarian.
Where's the warlock?
This is the warlock.
Yes.
Can I get to the warlock?
I don't...
Physically?
I am tiny.
She would be, like, on her hands and knees.
Actually, here's my question.
She'd be on her hands and knees.
Yeah, you kind of could.
Can I cast Thunderstep?
They
would get it?
Yes.
I wouldn't get it. I think I'd be fine.
Oh, no, Orchestrion wouldn't, but Ashley and Zarkon would, yes.
Shit. I know, it's so much of my stuff. Okay, I'm going to go to the warlock.
Okay.
I'm going to cast... Wait, who's this guy again? The ranger?
That's the barbarian.
Oh, barbarian. Grab onto him. Intelligence saving throw.
I like your chances.
22.
It might not even be possible. It's not possible. He can't make the save.
Okay. I'm going to grab him. Beginnings.
Okay.
He loses his current proficiency bonus.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So he's now -3 to everything.
I can't do synaptic static either because it hits them too. It hits these guys. Because it's an area. It hits you too. I was going to do Thunderstep and take you with me, but you had Spirit Guardians up, so that doesn't make a fucking difference. Mm. So I was like, all right.
Orchestrion.
Okay.
I'm just going to pray they don't see me.
So I'm going to try to mosey on in here. And let's see. 25, 30. And I'm going to go across the board here in that area. Bane at a 5th level.
Okay.
So this person's number 1. And with that Bane, they have to... It's a charisma save, 17.
Okay. And who are the targets?
So I'm at 5th level. It's targets plus 4. So this person will be the first one.
Oh, so 7 targets.
No. It's just 4.
Because the original spell, you get 3 targets, I believe. And if you're going to 5th level, you said?
Up to 3 creatures of your choice. When you cast a spell using a spell slot 2nd level or higher, you could target 1.
1st level, 2nd level, 3rd level, 4th level, 5th level.
7 targets?
You get 7 targets.
Okay, fuck it. That's pretty much the whole room, right?
That's pretty much the whole room -1. So which one don't you want?
The warlock that's blinded.
Okay. So we'll just go down the list again. What is the saving throw?
Charisma 17.
Charisma 17. Renyald. Passed. The Dragonborn Artificer. Failed.
And our Dragonborn is over where?
He's holding up the sword.
The sword.
Only one that looks like a dragon.
This guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Barbarian.
Jesus Christ.
Passed.
Wow.
The Bard.
He passed even with this negative. All right.
He wasn't proficient in charisma saving throws. The bard failed.
And the bard's over here. The bard's over here.
Yeah.
It's like the barbarian passed.
That's
and
the
bard failed.
Yes.
The cleric passed. The ranger failed.
Ranger is
the one with the bow.
Right over here.
Yep.
So he's got.
We're not doing the warlock. The wizard, natural 1.
And so is Renyald is there too, right?
He saved.
Renyald saved. Renyald made the save. Okay. And Bane is concentration?
Yeah, concentration up to 1 minute.
That's on you. Jesus Christ.
Where's a hula hoop party, guys?
It's a hula hoop party.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that your turn, Orchestrion?
Is my mage hand... My mage hand is still out, right?
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Am I capable of directing it to do something?
No, I don't think so. I think you need you need to be a special kind of wizard or a rogue arcane trickster to do that.
Right, yeah, it's not Bigby's hand.
You can use your action to control the hand. You've already used your action.
So the bonus action then would be, Ashley, you get Bardic Inspiration.
Yay.
You get a D10 Inspiration, Ashley. The ranger's going again. Two more arrows at Orchestrion. That's who he shot at first. That's who he's going to keep shooting at. Jesus! And they both miss again.
It's a shitty ranger.
In my head, I'm cool, in the Matrix, but in reality, I'm but Jesus.
Holy God Almighty. The Artificer goes.
Where's he at?
Right behind
me. He's in the range.
Cool.
This is freaking ridiculous.
15.
Oh, boy. Okay. 31 radiant.
Ow.
He can go now.
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't do tons of damage, but it keeps doing damage. That's why
very
it's awesome.
Consistent.
Yep.
Fuck a duck. Let's take a look at what his items do. Oh, he's got one that does that. Okay. Malady, if you want it, you get an attack of opportunity.
I fucking want it.
It has to be a melee attack.
That's okay.
So you can try to punch him in the dick if you want.
Sometimes it's all you need.
It's true. It's little things in life. I don't think I've ever seen Malady
punch someone in the dick.
Punch somebody. What weapon do you have?
Staff.
I have my staff.
See, that's what I want to see fan art of. Malady punching someone in the dick. Like, I don't know about you. That's
Malady punching a dragonborn artificer in the dick.
Get on that, fans. Let's see your talents. Have a contest.
I have a staff of healing.
Okay.
I'm going to take my staff of healing, and I'm just going to bonk. I'm going to bonk the closest thing I can bonk. If it's the dick, then I bonk the dick.
Roll me a melee attack.
Okay. I have a plus +4.
Wow.
So, yeah, you're proficient with staffs, so.
10!
10 won't hit them, won't hit him. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I tried to aim for the dick and I missed.
I need Malady?
What? I think in reality Malady would have taken her book and tried to backhand something.
Zarkon and Orchestrion to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, fucking shit.
As the artificer now pulls out a small vial that looks like it has like, it looks like one of those toys from the carnival that has like the electrical bolts when you touch it. And breaks it to cast lightning bolt.
I mean, that's if you want to use it.
I'm going to wait. I'm giving myself advantage for wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
No.
Okay.
Just like I 10.
I yeah, rolled a 19.
Pass. Melody?
18.
Yep. Okay, so you'll take half damage, Zarkon will take full, from the lightning bolt. Ooh! Ouch! That's really bad. Zarkon, you take 39 points of lightning damage. Orchestrion and Malady, you take 19 points of lightning damage. I need con saves from everyone concentrating on something. Not you, Ashley, you're fine.
So, con save. Fuck my life.
That was a 15?
Fucking
balls. 18?
What are you concentrating on?
I'm concentrating on something. I forget what it is now. Oh, it's beginnings.
Oh, that's concentration.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 19 makes it.
4.
8. Bye. Bye-bye. DM, I was at 18.
Okay, still makes it.
So that means everyone.
That means everyone who's baned is not baned anymore.
So, but they're still blinded.
Oh, shit. No, that would be blinded. I need... You couldn't have casted Bane. You were concentrating on two spells. So Blinded would have dropped. If you casted Bane,
well, I mean, it's not like
Blinded would have dropped.
You really weren't using Blinded.
They're both gone anyway, because whatever. You would have had to drop one to cast the other. And then this constitution, this failing saving throw...
We should have figured something out when there were so many hula hoops.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
We got it figured out.
But in either case, both spells...
Everyone's...
Well, nope, the Hunter's Mark.
Hunter's Mark is good, yeah. Ashley's still concentrating on Hunter's Mark. But everything else, every other ring goes. Maladies can stay.
Yeah.
Because you're concentrating on beginnings, right? Yeah. Okay.
That's on him.
Good. And you pass.
I'll get the magical effect for beginnings. All right. The bard goes now. Not blinded anymore, so... Ah, well. That's better.
Fuck off.
Ashley, make a wisdom saving throw.
It's my fault.
Oh, no. Natural 20.
Damn.
I need a couple more of these.
Then you need nothing is what you need. You'll get nothing and
no,
like it.
No, because I need to kill Renyol.
You'll get nothing and like it. Zarkon, you're up.
I need to kill Renyol myself.
Oh. So I shouldn't hit him with lightning?
No, you can hit him with
lightning. Paladin can wake him up for 1 hit point.
You mean the cleric?
Paladin can wake him up for 1 hit point. Kill.
You mean the cleric?
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at 5th level on myself.
Cure Wounds on yourself? Okay.
Yeah. So I got 31 hit points back.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah, I rolled really well on that.
You're going to kill him. You're going to bring him to the top of the stairs, give him 1 hit point, shoot him in the head, let him fall down the stairs. Go, take him back up to the top of the stairs, give him 1 hit point, jeez, shoot him in the head, and do it for as many times as you have 1 hit point to give him.
I mean...
How high is the ceiling in the room?
10 feet.
All right, never mind, I won't do it. All right, I think that's it for me. I'm good.
Okay. The wizard goes now. I need all four of you to make dex. Oh, is it dex? To make wisdom saving throws.
I'm not going to get a natural 20 again.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Ashley?
Oh.
6.
Malady?
11.
You said wisdom saving 18. Throw?
Okay, yes, sir.
Come on, cleric.
Natural 1.
God damn.
Bardic Inspiration.
Oh.
Bardic Inspiration.
You, this is the one I gave you already. So.
Bardic Inspiration.
It's a D10, I think.
Yeah.
10. So 21. So,
Zarkon.
Oh, thank you.
Zarkon and Ashley are slowed.
What does slowed mean?
It's a motherfucker of a spell. Right. Oh, it's not even concentration.
So,
oh,
shit. The wizard loses.
Oh,
it?
Man. That is fucked. Give me that. Yeah.
I'm going to move this here.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Yes, it is. I was looking at the wrong thing. It's concentration.
We're all over the place.
Okay. Your speed is halved.
Okay.
You have a -2 penalty to your armor class and dexterity saving throws, and you cannot take reactions. Plus, on your turn, you can take either an action or a bonus action, not both. What else we got?
You think beginnings was too much? I think that's a ridiculous spell.
This is rules as written in the handbook.
I know. A piece of shit.
Okay, Ashley, you're up.
Okay.
And I think there's a limit to your attacks. You can't make more than one melee attack.
What?
Fuck. Okay.
So you took a man who normally does 3 hits, and he can only do 1 now.
Yeah, it's almost as if I prepared for that.
All right. Well,
not every spell has to be damaged to fuck with you.
Oh, I understand.
So after his turn, he told me that he wished that I would have joined them, and I will tell him, I wish you didn't murder my family, and attack with the sword.
Fuck.
14. Wait, inspiration. Can I use inspiration on an attack roll?
Yes, absolutely.
What's 14 plus 8?
22. And that's a hit, sir.
And we are pumping another level 3 Divine Smite into that. Because as I curse at him, talking about my family, my eyes just flash black.
Okay.
Because that's the color of my Divine Smite.
Oh, you only need 1 hit, sir.
I know. Too bad it's not a crit. Because that last one was amazing.
Amazing.
All right, there's 10. There's 20. There's 30. 37. 38. Plus 4 is 44 damage.
Holy shit. Would you like to call your shot?
Instead of slashing at him, I'm going to shove him and throw him off balance, take my sword, and just do the slow stab right through the heart.
Oh!
And just lock eyes with him the whole time.
Oh, man. Ashley does the Saving Private Ryan.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I only needed 1 hit. That's what I wanted to do. To kill him.
Excellent.
Mission accomplished, sir. That spells the end for Renyald.
Well, whenever slow wears off, I guess.
As you see, just Ashley's with the black eyes, just slowly. Renyald just slowly, like, is like grabbing onto your cloak and just sliding downward as Ashley just holds onto the short sword, black eyes staring into Renyald.